You are listening to Tea Time, the podcast with Cassie Marina, and this is episode number 70. In this episode, I cover the things you need to consider in choosing to work with a brand or website designer. Things like timeline, expectations, budget, the process itself, the content for the website, and essentially how to prepare for a project like this is just a snapshot of the things that we will get into in this episode. Some of these tips even translate to working with other online service professionals in general. So without any further delay, here's episode number 70. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tea Time, the podcast. And in this episode, we're changing gears a bit. And what I mean by that is that if you didn't catch the last episode, I shared in episode 69, my truth with battling depression and entrepreneurship. And it's so perfect because at the time of this recording, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. So with that being said, go check out episode number 69 if you haven't already. But in today's episode, we're changing gears a bit and diving into more tactical business strategies and just things that you should know if you are on the market and considering to work with a brand and a web designer. And this can also apply to other online service providers. Let's say you're working with a content creator, even an influencer, a photographer, a social media manager. These are some things that can overlap and can help you. All right, so 5 things you need to know before hiring a brand and web designer. So the first thing you want to know is you need to understand your desired timeline and essentially how it works when you're going to work with your service provider. All right. Every business is different. Everybody has different processes, timelines, etc. And you first going into it need to like ask the right questions. If you are shopping around and doing a couple discovery calls, going into it, you should have like an understanding and have some realistic expectations on timeline. And like, when do you realistically feel like you can start a project? You also want to realistically have an idea of how long it could take. So you want to know like what your timeline is in terms of like, when can I start and by when do I want this website to go live or this brand or by the time that I need this, because especially coming around to like Christmas time, people want to do all these grand things for the new year, new me, I'm here to hit my goals, etc., etc. And everybody wants to come in November and expect things to be done in like 2 weeks or before Christmas time, which really doesn't make any sense because your stuff should have been ready and out there at least like October, November, so that you could really capitalize on that season of holiday time, right? So you want to find out the process, right, of who you're going to work with, like have a clear understanding of their process. So for me, I have different options. You have the regular option of, you know, that takes a couple weeks and you space it out. But then for those people who are, I don't want to say last minute, but really want to get something done quickly, they have this new idea that they want to launch into the world and they want to like get it out there quickly, then a website in a day, or I would say, or you need to like book a VIP day for like this new idea that you have and you want to launch a new brand, then those are options. Not everybody offers those options, but more and more online service providers are offering the option to work with them in that quick espresso shot type retainer where we jump in, we spend the day together. Some of us have like 2-day VIP days where it's like, yes, it's a website on a day, but it literally takes 2 days, right? So 1 day to do certain things and the second day to do certain things. So find out what your options are. If you need something quick, you have a new sub-brand that you're launching and you want a quick sales page done or a one-page scrolling website, then that's perfect for a website in a day. But have realistic expectations of the timeline and be upfront. Also, keep in mind that a big misconception is that people will hire a website person, and then I don't know what people think, but I'm here to like educate. And they think, okay, I'm going to hand over my money. They're going to take care of it, and I don't need to really be involved or in the process. Like, they're just going to make the website. But at the end of the day, this is your business. So there's information that we as service providers need to get from you. So you need to provide photography. You need to provide the branding if you are not getting branding done. But if you're working with a brand and website designer like myself, then you would want to explore a brand and website package where we take care of the branding. You might need a rebrand, and all of those things are things to discuss on a discovery call. Now, if you decide that you are doing website only, then you want to have branding intact. And sometimes people think they have branding, but what they really have is just a logo, and that they just distribute the colors of the logo, and it's not intentional. This is why it's so good to work with somebody who specializes in branding and website. But not to stray off point, you need to provide things for the project. So whatever that homework is, you want to be realistic and give yourself time as a business owner, because let's be honest, you have other things going on, and we recognize that. So that's why realistically, if you pay today, you will be onboarded. That takes a few days. It takes time for you to sign the contract and make the payment. And by the time you're onboarded, you're going to give yourself at least 2 weeks. And believe it or not, most times clients are usually late in that 2 weeks. Right now, this is not to bash on clients, but this is to educate you to be realistic, because things happen, life happens, etc., etc. And that's why, another reason why I have included the website in a day option and doing VIP days, it's for busy people who want to get in, get out, and get this done so that the project doesn't interrupt your life too much. You get what you need, and life goes on, business goes on, and you can move on with executing what you need to execute. Start marketing your offer, start marketing it via social media, ads, whatever it is that you need to. The idea is to help you get to where you need to go as efficiently as possible. I don't want to say fast, but efficiently. And proper planning is key to be able to do that. So when clients are behind, or you're not getting feedback on time, etc., etc., all of that are things you need to consider. So also keep in mind that when you start a project, can you commit to giving this the time and attention that you need to? All right, so find out the processes of who you're working with and make sure it's in alignment. Also make sure that you have the time to get the homework ready. So like I said, it's photos, it's branding, it's visuals, it's graphics, and the biggest kahuna is the copy, right? The actual information. Because I don't know your story, and I need to pull that out of you. And that's another benefit of working with a brand strategist, because we dedicate time via a strategy session or a VIP day to sit down and really help you with that. Because what I have found, I need to slow down. What I have found is that a lot of people don't know, and they just know that they started this business and it has been run, but they never really took the time to stop and be intentional about their branding, right? So that is where I feel like I am unique. My business services are unique because I take the time to offer that strategy session, and that's built into working with me. So I actually help you create the content, well, not create the content, but kind of walk you through like what is your brand story. So that's going to help you build your about page, help you package up your offerings, etc., etc. So the second thing that you need to know is you need to understand what you are looking for visually, your aesthetic or the style, right? So if you are an established brand and you're looking to rebrand, or you are new and you are now starting the branding and the website, then you need to kind of have a vision in your mind of the aesthetic that you're going for. So I would actually advise you to do that internal. That's something that you do internally and sit and reflect on that. Go on Pinterest and look at visuals and look at other brands, look at your competition so that you understand who you are going to be, I like to say, standing next to in the marketplace, so that you could see how you match up or how you'd want to match up and how you'd want to stand out. But the whole idea is for you to have an understanding within yourself of what you want your brand to look like, what you want it to exude, what you want it to communicate, so that you actually hire the right designer, right? I think oftentimes we just hire someone and the aesthetic doesn't align. And then you're trying to force this person to create something that isn't in their creative space, for lack of a better way to explain it, right? So first, you want to know what you're looking for. Because if someone has a very gothic, edgy vibe, and you're going for minimal, clean, elegant, you're not going to go by the designer who does a bomb-ass job at creating gothic style branding, right? Doesn't mean that they're a terrible designer, doesn't mean that they're bad, it's just not a good fit, okay? The third thing you want to know is you want to decide who is writing the copy. Now, I'm not a copywriter, but I can guide you and help you in copywriting. So you put together the information, I'm going to review, and I'll spruce it up based on my knowledge and my background in doing website design and being in a brand strategist and working in this industry for so long. I'm going to spruce it up. I have an understanding, but I can help, but I will never come in and say I am a copywriter. I'm going to help because I understand messaging, but I'm not a copywriter. So if you want a copywriter, you want to consider, do you want that to be packaged in when you're working with someone like myself? Then I would take that into consideration and be like, okay, I'm going to hire, outsource a copywriter and pull the copywriter that I have in my arsenal or on my team to be like, okay, we need copy for a 5-page website. We're going to get what we need to get from you, pull the information from you, and then the copywriter is going to put that together in a way that's going to really help you build a highly converting website. So you need to decide, are you going to DIY the copywriting, or are you prepared to hire one as part of the package, or do you want to hire one on your own? So those are your options and those are things to think about. The fourth thing you want to ensure that you have is professional imagery, right? Do not spend all this money to hire a brand and web designer and then you're sending them images that you took from your phone. Now, no shade to using iPhone images. You can get really high quality, good photography, but oftentimes, if that's not your space, it's not your forte, or you never did like a photography course or invested in yourself to take really good photos for your business using your iPhone, sometimes people will send you poor quality images, mobile images, and that just ruins the entire finish of what we're trying to achieve, what we're trying to accomplish. And professional images really does wonders for the final product. So you're going to need to provide professional images. Now, provide means either you have brand photography already, or another thing that I include in my packaging is photography, according to where you are based. So for clients based locally, photography is included, or creative direction is included. So you have the option to hire your own photographer, but I will manage the visual end result by being that creative director for the project. So we'll sit down, we'll plan it out, and really select the photos or the shoot and curate the shoot as it relates to your brand and really have that quality control. So that's what I would do for a photo shoot as a creative director in the project, right? So you can
hire a photographer. You can work with me with my photographer. You can also, in some cases, you may not need brand photography, as in like have something custom done, but you can also purchase images. You can really get some good stock images, especially if you're a product-based business. You can do that as well, and that would have your website look so high quality and professional and really position your brand as someone that customers can trust and rely on to provide them with quality products, right? First impressions matter.
Hey guys, this is just a quick break in the show to remind you that if working with me has been on your mind, or you've been thinking of working with me in this quarter or next quarter, then head on to the link in the show notes and click that link. It will take you to the waitlist. Get on the client waitlist. It's, you know, it's obligation free. You don't have to stress that, oh, I'm not ready for discovery call or anything like that. But at least get on the client waitlist, because this is a very special space and place for those who are interested in working with me. It's literally like sitting in a waiting room and waiting your turn and just letting me know that, okay, you are thinking of working with me, so that I can create the resources and they send you the information that you need to help you make the decision to decide that we're the right fit. And then we can hop on a discovery call to discuss further how I can assist you in this season in your business. So if you have been ever toying with the idea of working with me, especially if it's in this quarter or the next one, you definitely need to get on the client waitlist. Just head to the link in the description of the show notes of this podcast. Enter your name, your email, and you will be good to go, because I am really focusing on the client waitlist. They are getting first priority to know when spots open up or any new offers come out, and just basically the first to know of how you can work with me.
Tip number 5. So the fifth thing that you need to know before hiring a brand and web designer is set aside your budget in advance, right? So I know we don't like to talk about money, but listen, if you're in business, you're going to have to talk about money. Money is a big part of business, okay? So we can't tiptoe around the topic. The fact is, services cost money. Your services cost money, right? So money is an important topic. And in all things, you need to have a budget, okay? I understand shopping around and like getting an understanding of what things cost. And that is a great thing to do, because that allows you to prepare. I feel so often entrepreneurs and small business owners fall into this habit of saying they can't afford things, which is fine, and I totally get that. But when you really want something, you plan towards it. And it's no different when you are embarking on hiring the right professionals, service providers, whoever. Do it right the first time so you don't have to do it again, is what I like to say. So if you desire that, hey, I have my eye on that service provider over there, I want to work with them because I really like their work, but you know what, I can't afford them, so let me just go and cut corners over here with this guy, it's good enough. It will get the job done. Sometimes it could get the job done, but do you want to take that chance with your investment in your business? That is a question that only you can answer. So it's okay to work toward goals. So if this project costs $5,000, then understand that, hey, okay, I could realistically afford that in 3 months or maybe 6 months. So then set aside the money and know that, okay, I am working towards that and I'm saving up to do this. And with that in mind, it's okay if you're like 3 months out, as in like you would be ready to do start a project. Many people have payment plans. I have payment plans. So what you want to do is you can book the project, make a deposit on the project, and then each month allows you to put more and more before the start date of the project. So all of these things are great things to keep in mind as you think about budget, as well as the first tip, which is knowing your timeline. Okay, I know as business owners, we get excited and then we find that, okay, I can't do this right now. So, or actually not that I can't do this right now. I can't afford this right now. So I'm going to find somewhere else to do it cheap. I'm going to put it off, or I put it off and then I forget about it. Really see if you can at least make a deposit so that you secure that. And by making that commitment, it's going to force you to push through and see the project to the end, which is I'm going to work towards having the second part payment or the third part payment, etc., etc., and so forth and so forth. All right. So those are the five things that you need to know before hiring a brand and web designer. So if you found this useful, awesome. I think this is something very sobering that sometimes we need to like be reminded of if we don't know already, or that we need to hear, because it's sometimes it's just the simple tips is what we need in order to help move our businesses forward. Okay.
Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, got any value from it in the least, I would really appreciate if you would head on over and leave a review of this podcast. I thank you so much in advance. I appreciate each and every one of you who tune in. But when you leave a review, it really helps this podcast grow and to reach more people. So if you could really leave a review, I would definitely appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening.